Greetings, this is the Homesick Mick calling from somewhere in the corridors of uncertainty. Giving a shout out for the Pete Jones Show on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
And Hove, actually.
We have in the studio the amazing artist they call Intoxicated Pigeon, Chris from The Very Same. How you doing, my friend?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. It's lovely to see you again. When was the last time you guys were in?
Mike from Ziggurat and myself were in December promoting our Christmas single.
Now, there's nothing wrong with the Mike from Ziggurat, is there?
No, he's great.
Isn't he? Didn't he used to be amongst the pigeons as well? Did he? Something like that? No, not really. But you have always been Intoxicated Pigeon.
I have, yes.
Yes, yes. And what is going on? Because we were talking last time about Lewis McHale a lot.
Yes.
Is that still a thing?
It's still a thing, yes. Me and Lewis are like that.
Yeah, yeah. But in a good way, right?
Yeah, a good way.
Yeah, because not like that last song that we were talking about. No, that didn't sound good. That was toxic. and this is Intoxic.
Yes.
Yes, good.
So, yeah, he's over from Spain at the moment. He's on a little UK tour.
Yes.
And he's playing in the Southern Bell on Thursday.
Aha.
Which I'm also playing at. And also James D. Maxime, who's also on tour with Lewis.
Who we met, came in here, I think, I do believe, with Lewis.
I think he did,
sure,
yes.
Sure, definitely. Oh, that's going to be great. So that's the 23rd of this month. That is this week.
Yep.
If, of course, you're listening to the repeat on Friday, yeah, man, you missed it. You are losers.
Too late,
you snoozy lose. If you are, of course, listening to the repeat on Friday, do text us now, 07909-5473-336. Just let us know what is going on, because we're a bit ignorant this side of the week, but we haven't seen what is to come.
Exactly.
There could be some amazing things.
It could be.
They already know. They're listening smug. That's what they are. So do tell us if you are listening on Friday. So what else is going on? So that is obviously 23rd of May.
Yep. I've got a new single coming out on Friday,
yep,
which is the 24th of May,
yep,
which is a new single called People at the Top.
Yes.
And it's my political song. It's my first ever political song.
Okay.
And I'm just a bit annoyed with the political situation in this country at the moment.
Are you? Do you feel alone in that?
I don't think I am alone, actually.
I don't think you're alone at all. Well, you see, that's the thing, and that's the power of music. Back in the day, there was a lot of political songs. There don't seem to be so many. Not in the commercial world. Not that gets radio play. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Until Friday.
Until Friday.
Yes.
Yes. Well, now, listen, would you like to play, because you've got this lovely guitar here, you've got your headphones on.
I have, yeah.
I would even go as far as to say you're looking ready.
I think I am.
What are you going to play for us? So are you going to crack in with that?
Yes, I'm going to play People at the Top, first of all.
Okay.
And, I'll go from there.
Folks, we've got Intoxicated Pigeon playing very, very live for us here. We are so blessed.
Cool.
Why should we believe the people at the top? While we are saving pennies, they start second jobs, listening to their crap as it's pumped into the seas. It's one rule for them and 15 for me. Get up, stand up, defy. I do not believe you should be governing me. Get up, be heard and fight. I do not believe you should be governing me. Why should we believe the people at the top? The scandals and the lies fueling hate and divide. Mainstream media just lets this drivel flow. MPs dodging questions as if we'd never know. Get up, stand up, defy. I do not believe you should be governing me. Get up, be heard and fight. I do not believe you should be governing me. Hey! Up, stand up, defy. I do not believe you should be governing me. Get up, be heard and fight. I do not believe you should be governing me. Look into their eyes, do not believe their lies. Look into their eyes, do not believe their lies. Look into their eyes, do not believe their lies. Look into their eyes, do not believe their lies. Get up, stand up, defy. I do not believe you should be governing me. Get up, be heard and fight. I do not believe you should be governing me. Why should we believe the people at the top? The future looks pretty bleak for folk like you and me. But can we change the future for folk like you and me?
This is open mic town.
Ooh, thank you.
How good is that? That is so good. I'm calling that Get Up, Stand Up. Is it? What's it called again?
People at the Top.
That's what I said. Exactly. People at the Top. It's no reference to Bob Marley there at all. You are the best. That is so good. I love it. So is this going to be the start of a new gorgeous political friendship with you and the guitar or not?
I'll see how it goes down. If it does, yeah. And then I might keep going and...
Well, I think, I mean...
Create new movement.
I mean, what, you know, in a nutshell, what do you tend to write about?
Normally, I'm just sort of, about the world around me, observations, experiences I've had in the past, and, yeah.
And so why, so with the political stuff, if that's, you know, and you think, do you think that you are driven now? I mean, would it be, I mean, do you see environmental stuff as a, you know...
Oh, absolutely.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of that in that song.
Yeah.
You know, there's a crossover, politics, environment...
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I'm getting, you know, as like older I get, the more passionate I'm getting about the political situation and environmental issues, and hopefully I can help raise awareness and drive change in a small way, maybe.
Well, listen, if you're out there playing live and people are listening to you, it's there's nothing more evocative than a political song. You know, if you're going to say it with verse and a little bit of humour in there too sometimes, and it's just all those things, isn't it? If you want to go and see a stand-up comic and they get all political, it's good. It's good. It's just what you need. It gets you going because we're all thinking it. But when someone, you know, voices it as succinctly as that, it helps. Do you know what I mean?
It does.
It's good. What else? So you are playing 23rd of May. This is Southern Bell. What's the lineup going to be like? Is it just a free-for-all?
There's some featured artists, which I'm one of those, as well as Lewis and James. And then I think it's open mic in between those. So there'll be lots and lots of great artists from Brighton playing. So it's always a really good night there. It's
at the Southern Bell.
At Southern Bell, yeah.
Have you got any other things lined up between now and the end of summer?
I'm playing at Lewis Road in June. I think it's June the 19th.
They are pretty supportive down there, aren't
they? They're really
good
down there.
We've got a lot of people that come through here end up with a gig down there and do, you know, it's good. It's great. I mean, and it's free, right?
It is, yes. I mean, the Southern Bell's free as well.
I was just about to say, my favourite price, people, come on.
It's free.
Nothing like a freebie. Well, at the price of the beers, I mean, let's face it, you know? You know what I'm saying? So what else have you got planned in terms of music? Are you on a sort of new music journey at the moment?
I've got quite a few new songs which have been recorded, and I'm just sort of in the process of just finishing them off, polishing them up. Mixing and mastering, and so hopefully I've got another single coming out in the summer, and then after that hopefully an EP of new material.
And do you work with Mike at all? Is that is it just that you guys are just close?
No, I've known Mike since I was about 6 years old.
I thought there was, but you'd collaborated much?
We used to be in a rock band, a heavy metal band.
Yes.
Empyrean.
Yes, so, played them. Thank you.
Yeah, so...
thank you for the chance. So that's still going?
That's still going, yes. So we're sort of playing in Worthing on June the 16th at the Charles Dickens. So that heavy metal side's still going.
You guys, you're just multifaceted.
We are. And of course, Mike's in me as well. He's on. Yeah, a big band, and touring around.
He's busy. He's a busy.
He's a busy man.
Do you want to do another live track?
Yes, sir. Certainly, yes.
What have you got lined up?
So this next song is called "Jack of All."
Yes.
And it's about I left Brighton about 15 years ago.
Yes. Where did you go?
All over. Went to Africa and London London and Africa. And I sort of darted around different countries doing different things. And I've come back with loads of different experiences. And so it's called Jack of All, not knowing what to do now I'm back.
Yes.
Because I've got this little, yeah.
Yeah, no, I know that feeling. I know that feeling. By the way, just to correct something going on here, Mike's just messaged.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
No. What have I got wrong?
Well, you got the date wrong of the gig.
Oh, no.
It's June the 14th.
Oh, the 14th.
Yeah, not the 16th. Nah. That's fine. That's okay.
Sorry, Mike.
No, you see, Andy in Canterbury is jumping right on you when he says, hang on a minute, you left Brighton. He's a stickler for Brighton artists. So anyone who plays live are always from Brighton, you see. This is the thing. And then he says, oh, okay, he came back.
That's came back. That's fine. I've returned. I've flown back.
Thanks, Andy, for your clipboard work. That's very, very efficient of you. So what are you going to play?
So this one's called Jack of All.
Jack of All. Take it away.
Cool. This old town, halfway along the road of life, been to places from here to there. I need to start something new. I am a jack of all trades and a master of none. I'm not afraid to get dirty till the job here is done. I've seen some sights and amazing views. Can tell you a story or two. Variety is the spice of life. Don't think that you can tie me down. I am a jack of all trades and a master of none. I'm not afraid to get dirty till the job here is done. I am a
I'm not afraid to get dirty till the job is done. I'm just a jack of all trades, my friends, and a master of none. I'm not afraid to get dirty till it's time to move on.
Oh man, thank you so much. That's so good.
Oh, thank you.
We are listening to Chris from Intoxicated Pigeon, of course, and just playing live for us prior to the Southern Belle gig, of course. Do you love gigging? Is it a thing?
It is now.
And why now, not before?
Well, before, with the heavy metal band, yes. I loved it. Absolutely loved it being part of the group.
Do you mean
Inferion?
Inferion,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, playing as a group.
You are proper heavy metal.
Proper heavy metal, yeah. Yes. So that was really good fun playing as a group.
Yes.
And playing solo used to terrify me. And
I get that, because suddenly there's no one around you.
It's you and your guitar. And,
yeah, you can't mess that up.
Absolutely not.
I mean, obviously, you're not going to, you know, laying down the stress for Thursday. Of course, you know, it's fine. What? No, you got it now. I mean, and how did you get match fit for that? Is that a lot of open mics? And
it's actually inspiration from Mike. Mike from the Zig Rafter.
Yeah, we love Mike. We do.
And he sort of just said, you know, just go for it. Just go for it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
No, doesn't go matter. Well, that's the stuff of life, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
If we overthink stuff, we fall apart.
Exactly. And my partner, Sarah, she's been fantastic, and she's helped me with encouraging me to sing.
Big up, Sarah.
More in tune.
That's
lovely.
That's good. So, that's what a partner should be there for. Yeah, that's great. Where's Sarah now?
She's at work at the moment.
Is she listening?
I hope so. Well, she's in the meeting at the moment, but hopefully she's going to try and listen in.
I'm going to put this up on Mixcloud. So, you know, she can listen again. And she could be one of the Friday repeaters.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
yes.
That is R-E-P-E-T-E, of course. So that's a good thing. So and where is she in town?
She's in Hove at the moment.
Yes, good.
Hove, actually.
Actually, darling,
actually Hove.
How would you like to spend the next 6 months musically? Are you looking to sort of just keep the old creative juices flying with Intoxicated Pigeon?
Yes, and hopefully, yes.
Yeah.
So you see what happens.
Are you in your own little bubble, or does anyone, you know, sort of, have you got people to fire tracks at and go, what do you think of this?
Yeah, I've got
obviously Mike.
Mike again.
Yeah.
And Sarah and Adam from Inferior as well. So I sort of bounce ideas off them and see how it floats.
And what's writing with someone else like? Have you?
Great fun. I do. Yeah. I used to write lots of stuff with my other friend Gavin, and we used to be like a Simon and Garfunkel.
Nice. Yeah,
just not the same standard.
Well, was Gavin aware of that at the time? Would he? And which one was he? I like it. No, come on. If you're going to aim high. keep firing those shots. That's a beautiful image. I like that. That's good. Talking of political, there was a brilliant, I think it was on, you know, I saw it on Facebook, one of those reels, but it was these two guys singing the fantastic rewrite of Sound of Silence with Suella Braverman walking slowly, being interviewed, but walking slowly past all of the protesters by Westminster, and just they were all turning their back on her as she walked past. And, you know, there was as many Jewish people amongst them as there were, you know, Palestinians. And it was like, yep. And it was good. But it was like so brilliant using that music.
Yeah.
Again, you know, back to what you were saying at the beginning, you know, political protest songs are just so powerful. You know, and I feel we've not necessarily lost the art, but the kind of trend of them is gone. You know, I mean, you know, back in the day with the, well, so many musical artists were overtly political, very, very unashamedly banging out political songs, and it was okay. They don't do that anymore.
Not
you
really.
Know, your top 10, 20, 30 artists are not politically motivated, and that's interesting, you know? It's maybe, I mean, it used to sell. Maybe that's what it is. It doesn't sell. Who knows?
Yeah, I think it's what sells, isn't it?
Possibly is. It's a unit thing. I would suggest you've got to keep it, because I love that first song you sang.
Oh, thank
Brilliant.
You.
Really
thank
good. You. And just, you know, go Go where the emotion is.
Cool.
Go with the anger. That's what we want to hear in a song. Yeah, no, I think it'd be good.
Cool.
Yeah.
There's one of my biggest inspirations is an artist called Chris TT.
Yeah.
And he's sort of Brighton-based, and he wrote a lot of political, social commentary songs back in the 2000s, and that really inspired me when I was younger.
You know Steve great? From Bad Motherfucker, don't you?
I actually met him...
recently?
A few months ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
Love him. Now, I wouldn't say he's overtly political, but he's definitely observational and so funny. But just love his turn of phrase. And, you know, that's that kind of, you know, where poetry meets song, isn't it? There's a lot of wit in there, and it's sort of almost a spoken word. Have you done any spoken word stuff without...
I haven't, no.
No, I think that's a brave platform.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if I take away my guitar, I'd be, yeah, well.
Watch, exactly. Naked as a jaybird.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Naked as a pigeon. I tell you what, I think this morning I was greeted by an intoxicated pigeon. I tell you, I thought of you. I thought, this is so weird. I opened the blinds, was getting dressed, thump, massive thump against the glass window. A pigeon flew away a little dazed and confused, luckily alive.
That's good.
And I thought, I wonder if he's intoxicated. Yeah. It's so lovely to see you. Thanks, Chris, for coming by. Do you want to play one more live, or should I play out?
Can you play out using...
I can do whatever you want me to, seriously. Folks, please go and see Chris. He is the nicest guy. Are you selling any merch, by the way?
I've got some T-shirts on Bandcamp.
Are you going to take any to the gig?
I haven't got any printed.
That's fair enough.
Because no one buys them.
Don't tell them that. They won't know. yep. He hasn't got any printed, folks. Just give him time. Give him slack, baby. Okay, so where do we go? We go on Bandcamp.
Bandcamp.
Yes.
And under merchandise there is...
Under the merch button.
Merch button.
Yeah.
There's a couple of T-shirts and also a 7-inch vinyl.
What song?
Get Me Out of Here.
Get Me Out of Here. Well, there's a link. Maybe I should play it.
I think you should.
Have you got like boxes of these under your bed? Is that how it works?
No, actually, I've only got one spare. So this is
one.
This is a.
What?
I had a.
How does that work? How do you have one spare? How many did you press?
Four. I think four pressed.
Four? I would have thought. I'm totally ignorant. I thought you'd have to do it in at least, I don't know, blocks of 50 or bolts, but you can actually do one.
You can do. There's a company that does
runs
of 1 to 10.
I like that. So what you're saying is you sell them and then you go and get them pressed.
Yeah,
that's brilliant. That's gone the days of having boxes and boxes and boxes of whatever you got going.
If I did warping. That, if I did that, no one would buy them. So if I have them, not have them, then
that makes sense. Makes sense. Chris, it's so lovely to see you again.
Thank you for having me here.
A pleasure. Have the best of nights.
Thank you. On
Thursday, with you in very fine company, Lewis McHale, of course, and James D. Maxime. Very, very good. And will you say hi to Mike next time you see him?
I will do.
And have a phenomenally good gig on the corrected date, of course. still in Worthing, I take it, or is it moved? What was the venue again?
Charles Dickens.
So at least it's still the Charles Dickens, but it's on the 14th of June. Inferior. And if you want to get your head ripped off by some ridiculously good heavy metal. Take care, my friend.
Thank you.
Story, or was it all the other? Hello?
Hello? Is there anybody there? Help. Get me out of here.
Hello?
If you're with your friends, or if you're on your own, you're okay as long as you are with Pete Jones. If you are at work, in the car, or stuck at home, you're okay as long as you are with Pete Jones. Oh Pete Jones, oh Pete Jones, he's the man, don't you know? So listen, listen to the Pete Jones Show.